Hello, dear child. What a pleasure it is to meet your acquaintance once more. It's been a while since I've checked on you, my sweet. How are you feeling? Oh, well, that sounded rather not convincing. I can sense dishonesty, you know. What is troubling you, dear? Please elaborate. I want nothing but to help. I do not wish for you to have any troubles in this life. I truly cherish and care for you. If I could shelter you from this cruel world, I would, but that wouldn't be right. Perhaps you could share your feelings with me. It could help you feel better. Have I not given you enough? What is troubling you so greatly? Oh. No. My child, I'm not laughing at you. What you said is just so silly. How could you possibly think you haven't accomplished anything? My sweet doll, you are here, are you not? I believe that in itself is an accomplishment many cannot achieve. You're walking on your two feet, writing with your own hands, and speaking fluently. You have learned and grown so much, as humans do. Are these not accomplishments? In what sense do you not feel accomplished, my love? Perhaps I cannot understand. Humans are such complex beings, aren't they? So complex. They confuse and trouble themselves with emotions. Something I can never seem to quite grasp. My powers are a gift. A beautiful gift. I feel so grateful to be what I am. To be your goddess. But what I believe holds more beauty than my powers ever could is you, my child. Because it's true, my beautiful creation. I have made someone so captivating. It stuns me every day and hour and minute how I made something so beautiful. You humans see us gods as flawless, perfect beings, but little do you know that's exactly how I see you, my creation. What are you on about, child? Ugly? You dare call my creation ugly? I feel very insulted and hurt. I know you're having issues, but there is no need to take it out on my creation. I worked very hard to make you. I was very delicate and gentle. You are my prized possession. I am deeply horrified by your choice of words to describe something I worked so hard on. I love you, my child. I truly do. More than I can even fathom. But listen to me. If you ever insult my design again, you will see my wrath, and you will not enjoy it. Do I make myself clear? There is no reason to hate on yourself. You are amazing. You are a gift. You are a human. A beautiful woman. You have the power to feel, learn, and grow. You aren't like any other creature. You don't just have a set purpose like a bee or a spider does. You have no purpose. But that's the amazing part. You have no purpose or obligation. You're free. You can grow into whatever you choose. You have the power of choice, the ability to grasp new information, to truly grow. Isn't that so wonderful? The ability to create, imagine, or change. Your hair could change colors tomorrow. You could learn a new instrument today. You could start a new job or a new life next week. All of that is up to you. You have these opportunities many beings will never be able to comprehend. Not to mention the fact that you are a woman. I made you a woman for a reason. For the power you have as a woman is far more beautiful than you'd ever imagine. The ability to even become a creator yourself. You can create life if you choose to. Which is beautiful, is it not? Whether you take the opportunity or not, you must admit it's a gift. I will always bestow as many gifts as I can to you, my dear. I can't make you immortal. I can't make you fly. I can't make you a god. But I did make you this. Yourself. Gorgeous and true. Every inch of your body, sweetheart. From your head to your toes, I made every decision I did to make you the way you are. So don't you dare doubt for a second I made a mistake. Because I didn't. Humans make mistakes, not me. I made you perfect. My favorite part of you is right here. These cute little hips and sides. I love the way I can rub my hands up and down. Your shape is so beautiful. And your body is so beautiful. If you cannot cherish it, then maybe I should be the one to. Look at this cute stomach. And your arms, so delicate and perfect. Your hands are so sweet too. My sweet girl. My dumb little angel. How could you despise this? This soft skin. What is there to hate about it? These tiny fingers of yours. So cutesy. Just how I intended. Oh, you silly girl. You're wrong. You just complain and complain. Have I not done enough for you, greedy girl? Perhaps I haven't. Perhaps me creating you wasn't enough to satisfy you. I guess it's just human instinct to be a little selfish. I created you to be a strong woman who knows what she wants. That's what I wanted out of you. I wanted you to be destined for holy things. And yes, I know people are cruel. Other people make this world very, very hard to live in. But other people also help you get through it, do they not? My foolish child. Have you really gone and allowed this simple world to destroy you so easily? Are you just going to give up without a fight? First you hate yourself and blame yourself. Now you hate the world and blame the world. You stupid human girl. When will you understand? I created you, and therefore there is no flaw. You are flawless. And my flawless design does not give up so easily. Maybe you need some motivation to keep living. You know, there's another power I've given you as a woman. when I think you've forgotten, as it's been a very long time. It's a power within your own body. Did you really forget? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just shut the world out for a few minutes, close your eyes, and feel absolute bliss? Like an amazing rush of nerves that feels incredible. An indescribable orgasmic sensation. Wouldn't that be nice? Did you forget your body is capable of such a thing? No, my silly baby. Perhaps I need to show you and remind you of what exactly this body of yours can do. Maybe you just need some guidance, huh? After all, I can't have my creation, my baby, walking around with her head down like a useless whore. That's insulting to me, is it not? And I hate feeling insulted. Because I created you, I can feel what you feel. Everything. And I feel like you need a little break. So, let me bring you closer to heaven, baby. Let me see my design. Take off those clothes. I want to see how I made you. Perfect and bare. Oh yes, I missed looking at you. I did such a good job, didn't I? Why are you so embarrassed? I've seen every pattern, every scar, every indent a million times. You know this. Look how petite and cute you are. How could you hate this? There is so much to love. As a woman especially, you are very lucky. Do you remember these? These cute little nipples I made. I made them exactly like this. Nice and sensitive. Look at you shudder. You poor little thing. It's probably not the most professional thing to play with my own creation, but I can't help it. Look at you. What's wrong? Is me playing with them a bit too much? No, it's not. You love it. I can feel it. I know exactly what you love. They're so cute. I almost can't contain myself. What have I got? A little rougher, princess. Would that be okay? No, of course it would. I know how much my slutty baby likes her nipples toyed with. Isn't that right? Like this, Angel? Look at your reactions. They are just priceless. I know you're most insecure about these titties, sweetheart. But there's no need to be. They're stunning. And I have plenty of fun with them. Bigger is not always better. Sometimes there's such thing as too big. I feel like they're perfect just the way they are. Perfect for me, at least. And that's all that matters. Because you're mine. Isn't that right, baby? I really shouldn't toy with my own design, but I can't help it. I need to prove a point. Mm-hmm. How can you hate yourself when a literal goddess worships you this way? Oh, your nipples perk up so much. Just feeling them glide along my tongue. Like this. It's so sexy. You're so sexy. And that's exactly how I wanted you to be. Do you really think I made a mistake when I made these tits? Didn't that feel good? I know, you poor shy girl. Having trouble accepting my compliments. Perhaps I should give you a treat to cheer you up. You enjoy my breasts too, do you not, darling? Oh, that shy little nod. You're such a cutie pie. It's okay. I'm offering. Don't be so hesitant. I give you permission, slut. Open your mouth, baby girl. Say, ah. Oh. Oh, it feels really nice, baby. Okay, that's enough, baby girl. I still have more I want to show you and do to you. Like I said, this bliss of being a woman and feeling your parts as a woman will be the closest you get to eternal life. It's a sensation that just cannot be described. And speaking of which, that brings us to my favorite part of you, my child. This stunning pussy. Nothing could ever possibly compare. This is quite literally your own personal chamber of pleasure. And I will never create anyone with a more glorious pussy, baby. Yours will be my favorite until your demise, I can promise you that. So lay back and don't think. Your goddess will take care of you. Don't bat an eye or say a word. Just breathe and feel. How could you hate such a majestic figure? I would kill for you, my child. My world. And I know after this, you'll understand. Oh. How can you hate your body when it can make you feel this good? Oh, my ungrateful, greedy slut. That's what you are. Mm-hmm. Such a pretty heart. Be as loud as you want. Go on. Feels good, doesn't it? What did I tell you, slut? Now be grateful for this fucking body. Yeah, do you fucking hear me, slut? Be grateful and cherish this fucking body if it feels good to you. Don't you ever tell me you hate my design again. If you do, I'll take away this pleasure. You'll never get to come again. You'll never get this bliss again. Speaking of which, I feel that, baby. I hear those heavy breaths. Someone wants to feel that closeness to heaven, huh? Fingers have always been your favorite anyway. Did you hear that? They slid right in. I've never seen your pussy this wet. You like when your goddess takes care of you. I will always take care of you, baby. Always and forever. You hear me? Ooh, yeah. I will love you for eternity. You wanna come, don't you, baby? You wanna feel that heavenly sensation. Oh, I'll make you come, sweetheart. If it means you never insult my fucking creation again. Promise me. Do you understand me, slut? Do you? Do you, fucking whore? You better not disobey me, or I will make you regret it. Do you understand? Say yes, my goddess. Say it. Oh, good girl. Such a good angel. Oh, yeah. Go on then. Don't hold back. Come for me, angel. Oh, yeah. Oh, feel me in heaven. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, my sweet baby. Oh, yes. Feel every last ripple. Every last nerve. Oh, isn't this perfect? Oh. I'm so proud of you, dear. I best not hear any more ill words about my body. You made a promise.